This is a repeat program. Heard previously. Reconnecting faith to the marketplace. Community problems can only be truly solved by adding faith. Now local leaders come together to solve tough problems while advancing the kingdom on Good News Talk.
Living down, there's a lot of us been pushed around. Red, yellow, black, white, and brown, with a tear on their own. Oh, can't you see why you're picking on society? That the leaves on your family tree are calling you to come home. You're the keeper of the castle, be a father to your children, the providers of all their daily needs. Like a sovereign Lord protector, be their destiny director, and they'll do well to follow where you lead.
Now, here's your host, Mike Hennessy.
And good day. This is Mike Hennessy. Welcome to Good News Talk, where we're reconnecting faith to the marketplace. Solving the chronic cultural problems we face requires mind, body, and spirit, or faith. The world tries to solve problems without faith, and they're only treating the symptoms, never addressing the root causes. And today we're connecting faith to the men who make the ultimate sacrifice for their country on Memorial Day.
Indeed, yes, sir.
There's actually a biblical verse that goes along with that. You'll hear it in the second segment. But in studio with me is Christian Garzon. He's a U.S. Navy veteran and former military broadcast journalist. He graduated from Mid Lakes High School in 2000 and holds a master's degree from Syracuse University in documentary, film, and history. He worked as a TV reporter for News 8. Yes, that's the same guy.
Yeah, same dude.
In Rochester, and now works for the Veterans Outreach Center. Welcome, Christian.
Michael, thank you for having me on, my friend. A lot of emails back and forth. I really appreciate finally meeting you in person and coming on the show. What a treat. Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. In fact, I heard you on another YSL show on politically correcting. I always get it messed up.
Yeah. Jose's show.
And but we almost met. I wanted to meet you the day we were at the WHAM broadcast luncheon.
Yes, the
broadcast. And I saw broadcast. You there, and I was trying to make my way over to meet. There's so many people there.
Oh, yeah. What a turnout.
That's a great turnout. I sold WHAM from 04 to 09.
Right on. Yeah.
And it was a great time there. But I saw you there and wanted to introduce myself, and it didn't happen. But then I heard you on the air and said, okay, let's get him in for Memorial Day.
Well, I should have made my way over to you and said hello that day. There's a lot of activity, and I think the turnout's going to be probably double this year. It's going to be big time.
It's the station has so much great legacy.
Yeah, really.
I just saw a post on Facebook from WBBF from like 1960.
Yeah,
with Jack Palvino and Nick Nixon and all those guys. I worked with Nick. Wow. When I started, Nick Nixon still had a cubicle there. You know, I didn't see him there much.
Yeah,
but he still had a cubicle, and he had an electric typewriter next to his cubicle.
Yeah.
Some things you just can't change.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I bet they had arguments every week, management meetings over, when are we going to get you to try email, Nick?
Yes, until you're forced to, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we're so happy to have you here. And, you know, you sent me just some info about your background in your life. You're the first time on the show, so I want to give my listeners enough chance to get to know who you are. So, you know, tell us about, you know, the backstory and how you got here. There's a lot about your naval service, which is really interesting. You served on the Nimitz.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Which, to me, when I think of the Nimitz, I think, you know, well, that must have been commissioned in 1945 or 6 or 7 or something. So it must have had some years on it when you served on it.
Some years, yeah. And I think I heard that it might be decommissioned soon. I have to look that up.
Yeah, maybe.
It's had its time, yeah.
And then from that, you ended up working on the TV show The Carrier.
Yeah.
I remember that show.
Yeah, Mel Gibson produced that. Yeah, won some Emmys, yeah.
Very cool.
Fantastic program.
So You were a Navy journalist. You were a military radio DJ. Tell us about that journey, because it's very interesting.
Well, you know, after 9/11, I kind of knew. And I've been sharing my story recently ever since I left news. Everyone's going to get sick of hearing about it, but I'll try to make it quick. Just after 9/11, I knew I had to do something. I said, I can't look back at myself at 40 years old and think as a 19-year-old, I did nothing. So I joined the Navy. It took me to, Great Lakes, and then Pensacola, Florida. Then I was stationed in San Diego on the Nimitz. We deployed to the Gulf in 2005, and I had no job. I was undesignated, so I was just working, you know, below the flight deck, sometimes on the flight deck, damage control, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I was a part of the show Carrier. The crew there tracked me down because I made little fun videos on the ship. And they found me, and they tracked me down. I was a part of that show. But then I became a journalist for the Navy, something I really wanted to do. So I did on-the-job training with a journalist there, got orders to
school. Like Bob Lonsberry.
We went to the same school, roughly. Wow. I think he was at Benjamin Harrison in Indiana, but I was at Fort Meade, Maryland. Same school, the Defense Information School. So I became a Navy journalist. Then I got orders to Japan, where I was stationed in Tokyo, Yokota Air Base, which is actually an air base, had the U.S. Air Force there. But I had epilepsy. I had no idea.
That's amazing. And oh, did you know it going in?
No.
They wouldn't have let you in if they caught it.
Right, and they can't give everybody a brain scan or whatever else going in.
Right.
So it's just if you have the symptoms or whatever, if you are a history of it, they ask you. But I had no history.
Huh.
So I was in for...
Is that common to have it discovered that later in life, in your 20s?
I've heard of a few people, but I don't think it's that common.
Okay.
I had three horrendous seizures in Japan. Horrendous. Tongue was almost chewed off, through my shoulders, in, out of their sockets. Just terrible bruising all over my body. And I had no idea what was going on, so I was medevaced to Florida. I was diagnosed epileptic. Went back for a little bit, but I was retired after 5 years. Got out, kind of wandering a bit, but I got accepted to Syracuse University to do my master's degree. And then the DOD rehired me as a civilian to
Department of Defense.
Department of Defense, to be in charge of a military news team that covered the Asia Pacific. So I went back to Tokyo, working for the same people, but as a high-ranking civilian.
Cool.
You know, we were in Sri Lanka, Thailand, Indonesia, all these places, the Philippines, talking about how the U.S. military works with these countries to better their lives. And, you know, they're doing stories on dental clinics in remote places or building a community.
Amazing.
The military does a lot of good around the world. That was our job. But then I had another seizure after 3 years of doing that, a horrendous seizure, this time on a train platform in Tokyo, which was scary to think about. At least that's where I came to.
Wow.
So I couldn't renew my contract and, had to move on, come back to the States, which was, it was time to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the New York Film Academy for a certification, and then News 8 called me.
I just got to stop you. My son's going to New York Film Academy right now.
No kidding.
Miami Beach campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's living the life down there. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
wow.
I figure if I'm going to go and learn film, I'm not going to do it in New York. I'm going to do it in Miami.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, soaking up that sun. Yeah. Well, that's a great school. I can't say enough great things about New York Film Academy. But I got a year certification from there. And then News 8 gave me a telephone call, my old boss, Rory. And
Who was it?
Rory, my old boss.
Lori?
Rory.
What last name?
Oh, Policia.
Policia.
Okay. Yeah. He's a junior. His father's Rory Policia Sr.
Oh, I think I know who he is. Yeah. Okay. I know a lot. I worked for WAM and I worked for Entercom. I know a lot of people in media.
Oh, Rory's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful guy. Yeah. Wonderful guy. And then I went to News 8 for 5 years. So started there in 2018. And my friend Adam Chodak, who's the lead anchor at nighttime, said, we covered news stories at probably the toughest time to be a news reporter. It was COVID. It was a social unrest. It was the record crime.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking. We had, 80 homicides.
It's all bad news.
And then 80 homicides again the next year. I was out with so many mothers who lost their sons. You're out there, you see a blue tarp, and then that's their child.
Yeah.
And it was just awful. It was just so hard for these families and these folks. And, you know, I think in a way you do carry it home with you. You kind of, and it, you know, people have talked about, like, it's like a pebble in a backpack that you kind of throw in, and then finally the backpack becomes so heavy you throw it off.
We deal with kids here at Youth, we're at Youth for Christ every day. And just to accentuate what you just said, you know, 80 people murdered. There were 60 kids under 18 shot that same year. Mm-hmm. 60 kids under 18. Now think about that. You take the four major high schools, right, and divide by 60 by four. That's every. Think of. Did you know anybody that was shot when you were in high school?
No.
These kids, on average, knew up to 15 kids in their high school that were shot that year. Imagine that.
Awful. You know?
And then the following year, last year, there were 60 kids under 18 who stole a car. Mm. So these kids know 15 kids who were shot, and they know another 15 kids, probably some of the same kids, that stole a car.
Yeah.
It's just that's kind of the level of rampant crime and chaos is going on in our city right now.
What they're dealing with is awful these days. I mean, the police would often say when there was a shooting or a murder that happened that it was a social media fight that was taking place. Yeah. So you're locked inside during COVID. You're making these comments on Facebook, a real keyboard warrior. And then you decide to, you know, go face-to-face with the person. But rather than, let's put our dukes up, let's pull the gun out.
There's crazy.
I just don't understand it. But they're living in a very, very tough time, especially in the city, and I think about it a lot.
Yeah. And you know, we may have you come down and talk to the kids on Friday night, because that's what we do here. We try to provide a safe sanctuary, create a Christ culture for kids, to give you a culture that you can't find out there. These kids don't feel safe in their neighborhoods. They don't. There were three shootings at two of the major rec centers in one year. So, you know, it turns out, you know, gangbangers play basketball too. And sometimes they go there to settle scores. And so the kids don't feel safe there all the time. And they need a place to where they can feel safe enough just to be a kid, to feel like a kid again, where you're not looking over your shoulder. So that's what we're creating here. And our job is just to get open more and stay open more.
That's great. That's great.
For these kids. Yeah. Yeah. So Midlakes grad.
Yeah.
Means you were born in Phelps or Gorham or where
were
you born?
Well, I was born in Syracuse.
Okay.
But my dad moved us to Clifton Springs when I was three. And we lived in a farmhouse on Route 488.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the village proper on Stevens Street, corner of Spring and Stevens.
Okay.
That's where I was raised. And what a wonderful community.
Mayberry, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really is.
Yeah, you had all the characters. Yeah, yeah. It's what a nice slice of American life, Clifton Springs. It still is today. Clifton Springs is wonderful. And I went to St. Felix Catholic Church, which is right down the road. Actually, it's just two houses over. Yeah, so my dad has no excuses to get up and go to church. It's right there, Dad. If you're listening, it's right there. Yep. Go. Yeah.
And the hospital that's there is built on the grounds of this, I know a little bit of the history. Back in the, like, 10s and 20s and 30s, that was, like, the world-renowned spa. Had the Clifton Springs. There were healing powers in the spring, and people used to come up from New York City and California.
Oh, yeah.
And to go into the spa.
The sulfur. Yeah. As a kid, it smelled horrible, like rotten eggs. I think I'm just conditioned to it. But the rumor is Paul Newman, Liz Taylor, and Elvis Presley all went there. I can't prove it. I shouldn't
I've heard the same stories.
I was getting the sulfur. How cool is that to think that Elvis was in your hometown, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. So you did the film, you went to school in master's in documentary film and history. Have you produced any documentaries?
I've done a couple things that went to film festivals. The Buffalo International Film Festival did a short documentary called The Death of Danny the King on my uncle who passed away. And then I did a story on a veteran who had a 40-year slide with PTSD and alcohol abuse called Oneida Soldier, Native American Army veteran, served in Vietnam. So a lot of hard things. It's online, but it went to the Buffalo International Film Festival, in 2016 or 2017.
Very cool. I'd like to see it. Maybe you can send me a link to it one day.
Will do.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about, I'm intrigued with news, and I'm a news junkie. I'm a political news junkie, and I can't go by without talking a little bit about, local scuttlebutt on local TV.
Everyone wants to hear it.
Right. So, you know, and I have to say that to me, you know, local news over the last 10 to 15 years, seemed pretty independent 10, 15 years ago. And now it seems like the narrative is more controlled by, you know, the woke New York City HQs. Is that a perception that you'd...
Well, here's
how
what
would you comment on that?
Just because I was in the trenches with so many people, I always feel like local news is that last bastion of hope, because I do see the bias on the national news network.
Absolutely. Yeah, unequivocal.
Oh, my God. If I watch MSNBC or CNN, I know exactly where they're coming from. Fox is coming from one way. I have to watch almost like all these shows just to kind of gather what's going on nationally.
Well, but I think that's true of the broadcast, of the network broadcast, too.
Sure.
The conservative side of anything doesn't get a fair shake, I don't believe.
I think there's an imbalance there for sure, because if you look at especially with the television, if you look at something, I'll just give an example here, like the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, that was reported as Russian disinformation. They all pushed it aside, and you had maybe News Nation and Fox saying, well, let's look. Why don't we just look at this? And they're all like, no, ignore this. You know,
there was irrefutable evidence. It was the real laptop. It was real. There was no Russian disinformation, but nobody would report it. No one would report it.
I remember that. I think I was sitting back, and we're all having discussions about it. Like, look at there's photographs, there's everything. I mean, this is just, you know, a lot of, attempt at cover-up before the election. But I will say with local news, we always had very thoughtful discussions on how to cover things. And I think things did change a bit with COVID, because the coverage just became, how do we get the information out? It was this presser, that presser, that presser. And things are changing so quickly, right? Remember the orange zones, yellow zones?
We should have shut down here. I was here for 6 months, and I wasn't even here 6 months yet. And according to the orange zone, we were going to shut down. And I wrote a letter to my board saying, listen, the only thing that could make these kids unhealthier is for them not to be in this gym exercising and staying healthy and losing weight and not being obese. And I'm not closing. You know, let them walk me out with handcuffs. And then we can get the community to come and on our side, right?
Exactly.
So we stayed open, you know, and my board agreed. So,
It was a very... tough, confusing time, I think, for everybody. But I will say, every morning, evening, we always had thoughtful discussions on how to balance a story out. I can say that with my whole heart. Because while one story might appear, say I did a story that might seem a little off, usually it came from a body of coverage where there's like five stories on one topic, and one night it's one side, next night we're following up on it to keep it going. I would get that a lot. And I know we're balanced because, I'll tell you this, I got a lot of people, they would call me a liberal, they would call me a conservative, and I'm like, okay, well, apparently I'm doing something in the middle here.
Yeah, if you're getting hit from both sides, you're hitting the truth somewhere.
Exactly.
So, you know, and I will say that TV8, Channel 8, ROC seem to be the more balanced of all three.
I love those people. They're wonderful people. Yeah,
I think there's no doubt about it. And 13 is still owned by Sinclair, which is a notorious conservative group of people. I would say that it seems like Channel 10 is kind of, if anybody's drifted more to the left than of the three, I think it might be 10, in my opinion, from what I see.
Oh, no, and I will say I know a lot of the people at 10 and 13, at least meeting them in the field, all wonderful people. I have nothing ill to say about any of them or their coverage. I just think, you know, we're all trying to do the best we can, and I really adore those people as well. Great people.
And you're in communications at VOC too, so you gotta say that anyway. I don't. No, I do. I love my news, and I do. We do have a really good cadre of reporters here in Rochester that I don't think everybody in New York has, or in the country has.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. They're just wonderful folks, and I can say that the how to balance a story out, how to do the best we can every day. I'm pretty sure that goes in all newsrooms across our region here. We have.
I'm a staunch conservative. I don't make any bones about it. I don't apologize for it, so I kind of pick. I probably pick up on hints of things that nobody the more moderate, even tempered people don't pick up on.
Fair enough.
And when I listen to you, I'm politically correcting. You came across as leaning conservative on some of the issues they talked about. Well, how do you find yourself, you know, as far as your demeanor in that way, politically?
I think I kind of come from a more conservative environment, sort of Clifton Springs is quasi-rural, whatever, so I think I have those values. But obviously when you're in You travel around the world, you see things. I think I kind of drift towards the middle a little more. I would say I can be center right, center left. I'm probably a reflection of America, all kind of living within this body right here. My two sides, my mom's from England, my dad's Italian-American. I'm sort of like this Anglo-Saxon Italian. It all kind of, this yin and yang, peanut butter and jelly, salt and pepper all works in me.
Yeah.
So I think I'm kind of that way when it comes to politics. One network I really enjoy on a national level, by the way, is News Nation. I find they go out of their way to really balance things out.
I haven't listened to a lot of it yet, but yeah, what I have heard seems balanced to me.
Yeah, I mean,
certainly more than the networks, than the three legacy networks.
I enjoy their border coverage has been incredible, and they have Chris Cuomo on at night times. Oftentimes, he's got on Bill O'Reilly with him. I'm like, okay, well, they go back and forth. It makes for great TV.
Well, he's evolved. You got to evolve if you want to keep making money in the business, right? You got to evolve.
Yeah, you got definitely.
You know, and I try to look at things both ways too. I really do. I try to, you know, listen, what I use is my balance indicator is my faith.
Sure.
You know, my faith dictates to me that I have to treat everybody equally. I can't hate somebody because of what they're saying. I got to love everybody and I got to pray for them. So I think that if anything keeps me in from being a right wing nut.
Sure,
is my
sure.
faith,
yeah.
You know, that keeps me centered, keeps me grounded, and I just keep looking for wisdom. Where's the wisdom?
Yeah.
If I find wisdom in something that's coming from the left, then I'll pay attention to it. I can't give you an example right now, but I'm sure it's there. In any event, let's take a break. We're going to go to our first break and take our first Bible quote of the week. And when we come back, I want to go through one other series of questions about just. Christian and where he is in life. And then we want to talk about everything that's going on at VOC. Is that
There's
okay?
a lot to talk about there.
All right. We'll go fast. And the first Bible quote of the week is, here's my conservative coming out. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea. Too much of the church only reads the New Testament. When he comes back the second time, he's coming back as the man of war, not the suffering servant. Read Revelation. And that's brought to you by YPC Media. It's an online marketing agency that implements powerful digital tools to help your business grow by helping you be found when people are searching. Go to ypcmedia.com and video services from Stephen James Media and our new sponsor, Regina Howland. She's a licensed mental health counselor who counsels with faith and grace. She realizes the world is chaotic, but many are feeling overwhelmed. Regina can help you get unstuck. Take back control of your emotions at BeyondSessionsCounselingServices.com. We'll be right back. Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program, but we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
The world is chaotic. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Hi, I'm Regina Howland, a licensed mental health counselor that understands all counseling starts with relationship, and I'm here to help you get unstuck. Let's work together to uncover your authentic self, improve your relationships, and strengthen your faith. If you're ready for a life change, schedule a free consultation or learn more at BeyondSessionsCounselingServices.com. That's BeyondSessionsCounselingServices.com.
Greg Sadwick is a political outsider and business owner working and living in the same real world that you do. Greg wants to help control excessive spending in Washington and fix our broken border. He's a Republican congressional candidate who believes we accomplish more working together than watching current government leaders fight against each other. Not left, not right, forward. Return sanity, financial common sense, and leadership to Congress. Vote for Greg Sadwick.
I'm Greg Sadwick, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sadwick for Congress.
I've been a mechanic for years. Before there was a computer in every car, and before you needed to make sure your customers could find you online. It's not an easy thing, tending to your core business while worrying about your internet presence or a dozen other things you're not so sure about. But you do what you can do. I got a great mechanic, Ferg, but he's not building me a website. And then I got lucky. somebody told me about YPC Media. And I finally found everything I needed. The team at YPC Media understood my strengths, anticipated my needs, and they were there for me at every turn. YPC Media lets me do what I do best, keeping your car in tip-top shape while they keep up my online presence. Now I can focus on the car engines, and they can focus on the search engines.
As the Word tells us that all things are to be done decently and in order, we all have a desire to be more organized. Get Organized has been helping their clients effectively organize their living spaces with custom closets, pantries, garage storage systems, and more for over 30 years. Get Organized can be reached online at www.closetsrochester.com or by phone at 585-223-3646. Get Organized with Closets Rochester.com today.
Good News Talk on the WYSL stations.
And we're back. This is Good News Talk. Mike Hennessy. We're here with Christian Garzon, and we just really had a nice introductory conversation with Christian about his, you know, his life, his exports, his journey in the military, and some places where he grew up. And I just want to stay on that track just a little bit. As a military man and as a military journalist, I wanted to ask him, you know, what are your thoughts about, you know, how the Pentagon's being run right now, especially when it comes to the area of recruitment? Here is just dangerously low right now.
Well, I think my feelings were pretty normal and straightforward until the disastrous pullout from Afghanistan that we all watched unfold on our television screens. And then I really started to kind of take a deeper dive. And the more that I hear, the more I get a little worried about, you know, physical fitness standards and things like that. I just wonder what the future of the military is going to look like. Recruitment is so low across the board, at least from what I'm hearing anyways. It's like, how do you inspire this generation to raise their right hand and serve?
Yeah,
it's tough. How do you do it when there's so much noise coming in about, God, we could be facing a conflict with Taiwan. There's a conflict in the Holy Land. There's a war right now in Eastern Europe. How do you galvanize folks to get together and say, I want to serve, when it just seems like such an uncertain world right now?
Well, yeah, it seems to me like, you know, you and I who served in the service, we're the 1%. Mm-hmm. And that 1% is made up predominantly of the most patriotic people in the country. And if you're kind of at war with patriotism, then that's not going to sit well. And that's why I think you know, all these kids all the way across the, you know, flyover country, you know, which is where a lot of them come from, and from the rural areas of New York and for the rural areas of other, you know, even predominantly blue states, they're saying, which I don't even feel appreciated. I don't feel like I want to go and, you know, and have to change my pronouns and things to go into the service. It's just, what are they thinking?
Yeah, when I was in, at least anyways, I don't think there was really any of that discussion. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like, you're here to do a mission. We're here to fight for the country. You know, we're on offense or defense or whatever. Let's just get the job done.
Well, I can say that my son finished in 2018. So he was getting it. They were having these powwow meetings, he called them, where they'd sit around and talk about some of this stuff. And he just, you know, and it hadn't gotten to the NCO. It was up at the command level is where it's coming from. Even the NCOs at them weren't buying it, and certainly the enlisted guys weren't buying it.
Yeah.
But it was coming down the pike. It was coming. Yeah,
it's a tough discussion to have, and I don't know. I'm sure there's people who would say this doesn't belong in the military. Some feel like it does. But it's I don't know what the future is going to look like.
Well, it's not making us stronger right now, folks. I think we can say that and agree there. So let's. I want to get to the VOC. It's Memorial Day coming up. And you know, now I'm always intrigued with the origins of VOC. It was a group of Vietnam vets who came back, and we all know how, you know, horrible it was for a lot of Vietnam vets to when they come back.
Yeah.
They didn't get treated by heroes. They didn't get the ticker tape parade. Yeah. In fact, they got just the opposite, and they were scorned when they came back. Yeah. But a group of guys came back and decided that we need to do something more than what's available through the typical VA here in Rochester.
Indeed, 1973. We've been around for over 50 years. And one Vietnam veteran told me that at the time, before VOC was around, at the VA there were certain groups. And it consisted of going, he said, we went to a bar and drank and talked about our war stories. And that was the therapeutic extent of what was offered back then. So, and that was actually in a different part of the country. But you can imagine it was probably something similar here. But those Vietnam veterans created Veterans Outreach Center to make sure that veterans returning felt welcome. They had a place to go to with that same camaraderie and to get access to the services that they needed.
Yeah.
And here we are 50 years later, and you just look at the origins of it and look where we are now.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Yeah. It's
what
amazing. It's amazing. You know, it's and we can cover these one by one. It's a food bank. It's a homeless shelter. It's a fitness center. It's an employment and job training center. There are therapy groups, clothing boutique. You know, and I will say this. You know, I ran Open Door Mission for 8 years, and I learned that the homeless population, the homeless vets nationally ran around, you know, this is between 09 and 17, around 20% nationally. And I knew, because I did surveys, that we had just 12% of our guests were veterans. And the only thing I could explain away why we're 8% lower than the rest of the country is the Veterans Outreach Center. That's really the only thing that other cities don't have.
And we have Richard's House as our homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. It's a shelter for men, holds about 54, I believe, and I want to say we're almost at capacity there. And
right, certainly if I was a vet, that would be my first choice.
Oh, it's
right?
You go to this facility, and the veterans will tell you there, they've been to other shelters, whether it's in Rochester or wherever else. Richard's House is almost like a hotel. And once your basic needs are taken care of, you got a place to hang your hat, you've got a safe bed to sleep in, you can focus on other parts of your recovery to get better, to become a productive member of society and get back out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to stop by at some point.
I'd like to come and get the nickel tour since all the renovations have been done.
Since last year. Mm-hmm. I go in there. I wouldn't mind a bed here. Yeah. You know, but it's what a great place. And the guys, they're all wonderful. They're great guys.
Yeah. And Laura's great.
Laura's
doing a great job. The development director is still Joan Brandenburg, or did she leave?
Joan's my boss, Laura's my big boss, and then Joan's my boss, and immediate boss,
Great ladies, doing a great job.
Wonderful people.
So, you know, let's go through, you know, some of the things. You know, food bank, everybody gets homeless shelter, fitness center, employment and job training. I think in therapy groups, those are the things that really pique my interest. What are some of the therapy groups? Because I think it's down to the national average is 22 minutes. Is every 22 minutes there's a suicide with a veteran.
So the
mental health services better be good.
Yeah, and it's a number that's really not changed in a number of years. It's so awful to think that we lose around, you know, 20 veterans a day or whatever it is. It's really, really hard. But I will say with Veterans Outreach Center, we have these therapeutic groups like our men's group, other things like that, sort of non-clinical, if you will. But what's really exciting is our Steve Preston Peer Connection Center that we're having a grand opening for on May 30th, named after the late Steve Preston. He was a local firefighter. Him and his wife, Carol, were huge donors to Veterans Outreach Center over the years, really good friends. But they were critical in getting this started. It's going to be like a mental health resource for the veterans in our community. And, you know, mental health crises are not 9-to-5. This will be open after hours, on weekends, with a staff trained in military and veteran culture.
I imagine more anxiety attacks come after midnight than during the middle of the day.
Maybe at work they do, but usually when you get home or you're stewing and you're thinking a bit too much. And it'll be great to have that resource for somebody to go to after hours and on weekends with that staff that can, connect with them. Because, you know, sometimes even if you go to the VA, or nothing against the it can be a lot of civilian doctors who don't have that military experience or training. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have a staff of about three or four there, one full-time peer support manager, one full-time peer support coordinator, and two part-time peer support mentors there, which will be great. And May 30th is our grand opening. So just this month. The winter was so mild, we moved right along with it.
Yeah.
It was great, yeah.
And I don't know, as I think about this program, I've seen a program advertised, and I don't think it originated with VOC. I don't know if you're a part of it, but they're taking guys out into the field into the woods and mm-hmm. spending nights and doing campfires and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're is part of any part of your therapy groups?
We have outdoor recreation. We have those kinds of trips. I think we just had a fishing trip a couple weeks ago.
Cool.
Which went well. But, you know, that is so therapeutic, that sort of green therapy. And it's not just us. You know, Veterans Outreach Center and all the veteran services, I don't think we look at each other as competition.
Yeah.
It's just, so the county has a new program they're starting, I think, in terms of just getting back to basics.
And I think that's where I'm thinking. Nick Stefanik, I think. You know, he's just been there a long time, and I know he's very well regarded in the veterans community.
He's huge. He's a big part of veteran services across this region. Yeah.
So, you know, and now it comes down, okay, the employment and job training. What kind of services do you have for guys that, you know, I imagine when you're coming back and you're dealing with a lot of mental health issues, you know, employment can be a barrier.
Yeah, it can be. You know, Veterans Outreach Center can be a place for someone on the bones or the behind, on their last breath, or it can be for someone, like when I got out, I want to brush up my resume. I want to see how my military skills translate to the civilian world. We have a staff right there that can help you with all that, to brush up your resume and make it look good so you can be ready to tackle the civilian work world. We also offer things, courses and classes, technology classes, forklift certification, armed security guard training, culinary courses, civil service test preparations. At a certain point, I have to say, what don't we offer? Because it's just huge. Even if you just want to just stop in and see what's there for you. There's something there for you, I promise you. Yeah. But just to brush up your resume, just how do I get started in the civilian work world? We can help you.
I imagine that the culinary training goes beyond peeling potatoes.
We both had the same kind of duty. Yeah. By the way, why not leave the skin on potatoes? There's a lot of fiber
Absolutely.
And vitamin.
Especially the red ones.
I don't peel potatoes. So I had to for everybody else.
That's how the flavor is.
Yeah, exactly. Like the crust on a sandwich.
That's right. How about the fitness center? What do you have? Where do guys go and get in shape?
My goodness. So the old flag store location we had sort of in the front, during COVID, we turned that into a fitness center. And it's all, by the way, these services are all free to veterans. I got to point that out. All free. So the fitness center is as well. We're going to have expanded hours in a bit, opening up more like 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. But, you know, I go in there sometimes. There's a punching bag in there and a weight set. I go in there and do a little rep or two once in a while. But you can go in there and get a full workout in. And, you know, I think we talk about things that are therapeutic.
Right.
Physical fitness is Absolutely. Right there. And especially during COVID, all the shut, everyone's streaming and sitting around, their bellies are getting bigger. It's like, you got to stop in, especially us veterans. Get in there, just move around.
Yeah.
There's a treadmill, there's whatever else you need. And once you start to sweat, get those, what's the word I'm looking for? Endorphins.
Yeah.
I almost said pheromones. Endorphins. Once the endorphins get moving, you start to feel better.
Absolutely.
And that's a huge part of recovery as well.
Absolutely. There's also I learned about this new site by our church is actually collecting hygiene items for the permanent housing facility that you have over on, is it Sio Street?
Yes, Liberty Landing.
Yeah, that's something new you hadn't been involved in before.
Yeah, that's, I think, about 33 or so apartments fully furnished, ready to go, and I think 10 apartments are dedicated to veterans with severe disabilities. That's a wonderful place as well. I mean, we're involved in so much, it's tough to keep track of it sometimes.
I imagine there's a waiting list for something like that. And if there is there plans for more of those types of permanent housing type things?
I will say, I was taking photos the other day of a place attached to Richard's house. It's called Otto House. And I think those will be turned into apartments mm-hmm. as well. I think what the plan is for our female veterans.
Huh.
And I was in there, they're almost like apartments or whatever. In fact, they are apartments. And, you know, that'll be more of an expansion, I think, offering more places to stay, akin to Richard's house, but for females in that regard, yeah.
Now, you mentioned that all these services are free to veterans. So how does the funding work at Veterans Outreach Center?
Through the generosity of the community, grants as well. But we have fundraisers throughout the year. We're a nonprofit, obviously. But so many people and businesses even will donate their time, talent, and treasure. And even for the new Steve Preston Peer Connection Center, you've got Rossi Architects, LaChase, B&L Wholesale, Messner Flooring, so many places who are donating time, treasure, and talent to get something like that built, because we have such a high concentration of veterans in this area. And I think this is kind of a, you know, patriotic area. People care about veterans. They want to see them succeed after service.
But there's, I guess, the point that I wanted to make sure we make is there isn't any DOD, Department of Defense funding that's running any of this.
No, we work with the VA on some things and everything, but really we rely on generosity from the community. We have fundraisers and events throughout the year. Our big one is the Stars and Stripes celebration, which is going to be this November. It's huge.
That, tell us about that.
Oh, that's like a gala. It's okay. Like you dress up and there's dinner, there's music, there's auctions that all take place. I was at the one last year at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center, and I believe it'll be at the same place this year in November, right around Veterans Day. Yeah. But everyone turns out for that. Who doesn't? Everyone wants to be there. Yeah. You know, if you're not there, well, you know, come on.
And you mentioned that the fitness center went into the old flag store place. Is there still a flag store?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. 783 South Avenue, attached to Richard's house, is our new physical flag store location. Lynn Phipps runs it. Lynn's the flag lady. And all the flags are made in America.
They
have a Betsy Ross in there, too. They have all the flags in there.
Well, she was the original flag lady.
She was original. I thought you were talking about the Betsy Ross flag. We've got that. And, of course, Betsy Ross, the original flag lady. Right. Lynn Phipps is the new flag lady.
Gotcha.
But go see her and Bertie. A little Welsh corgi is in the shop. Yeah. And the foot traffic in there is incredible. People come from all over. Pittsford, Rush, all come to the flag store.
Yeah, don't buy a flag at Home Depot.
Go
buy a flag at the Veterans Outreach Center.
It's made in China anyway.
So. Yeah. A flag should be made here.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Amen. So you also tell us about, tell us about how effective the Veterans Outreach Center has been over the years. Some of the stats and numbers that, what is all that goodwill accomplishing?
Well, I can tell you, based off the foot traffic, we're pretty successful. I can just see that every day because there's so many people who come in for our services, particularly the food bank and the clothing boutique, which is gently used new clothing, the fitness center, whatever it might be. A lot of people are there every day. So VOC served 2,300 veterans last year. That was a 32% jump from 2022. 1,600 individual vets visited VOC facilities over 12,500 times in 2023. Last year, we had 483 new veterans come in our doorway. We also conducted 316 outreach activities, which was double from 2022. So we just keep growing. We're just, there's no stopping us.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, I mentioned earlier that back between when I was at Open Door Mission, it was between 2009 and 2017, there was about 20% homelessness, veterans homelessness, and about 8%, 12% here. Have they increased? You know, you feel like it's probably increased since 2017.
Homelessness in general?
Homelessness nationally or locally for vets?
For veterans, I would say I don't have the numbers nationally, but I just feel like in this community, veterans have the resources, the tools they need to maybe not be homeless and come to VOC. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we can have a discussion about it later. I'm just not totally sure. But I will say, you know, after COVID, homelessness in general, I think it's just gotten worse.
It has. You know, all you have to do is, you know, live in any of the suburbs that has a bridge overpass, and everybody knows that homelessness is up
We kind of took a turn in 2020, and things have not fully, the dust hasn't fully settled yet. It's been tough for a lot of people.
I call it Bidenomics.
I haven't heard that term in a little bit.
I think we put too much emphasis on COVID and not enough emphasis on policy. So, but that's just me.
Yeah.
What did we forget to talk about? What is it that feels like you need to emphasize? Or we've got like a couple minutes more to talk about VOC, or we can just ask talk about how people can help.
Well, I'll say we have some upcoming events. We have our Flag Day events in and around Rochester from June 13th to June 16th. We do need volunteers for that.
Okay.
So if you'd like to volunteer, please give a telephone call to 585-295-7810. That's Jerry Doberstein. It's spelled J-A-R-I-E Doberstein, D-O-B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N. Jerry.Doberstein at vocrock.org. Also on our website, vocrock.org, under special events, you can find everything we have going on.
And that's for Flag Day?
Yeah, all
around. What do folks will be doing? Oh, they'll be distributing flags?
Little flags. And you can make a donation if you'd like to, but we don't, you know, we're giving you a flag. We're passing flags out everywhere. That's all. There's so many locations. I can't list them all. I wouldn't have time.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. Also, Golf for Vets is coming up on July 22nd at Midvale Country Club. Pound the Ground is happening August 22nd at Mendon Ponds Park. And I told you about Stars and Stripes in November.
Yeah.
Likely at the Riverside Convention Center, still waiting on the final details.
I know somebody you'll see at Pound the Ground. Sheriff Baxter always talks about that. And, of course, he was the executive director for a couple of years before he became sheriff.
He was. Great man.
Yeah, absolutely great man. And that Pound the Ground, he'll be out there at Mendon Ponds Park working with you there.
Back in the day, I had the bat phone when I was a reporter. I had a little bat phone, the old Commissioner Gordon Batman type of thing. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, I wondered what that you had. You got a utility belt on now.
But wasn't that a great show, the Adam West show in the 60s?
Oh, it was the best.
I have the whole box set on Blu-ray.
Do you?
I love it. Yeah.
The characters, the Joker, the Riddler, the Penguin.
Frank Gorshin, Lee Merriweather. You had Julie Newmar, Cesar Romero, Burgess Meredith.
Everybody had to be, all the big shots wanted to be on that show. They had a ball doing it, I'm sure.
How did we get stuck talking about Batman? You brought up Batman, didn't you?
I said, well, we pulled out the movie. Remember the movie? The 1960s movie, color movie that came out?
The show.
Yeah,
before the show. That was great. Yeah, they evaporate the world leaders.
Yeah.
And they turn to dust. Yeah, I own that on Blu-ray as well.
Absolutely.
Great film.
Good stuff. So how do people give? Give us the website and how do people give to Veterans Outreach Center.
Sure. Yeah, our main line is 585-546-1081. We're located at 447 South Avenue in the city. And our flag store, again, is 783 South Avenue, just down the road. All proceeds from the flag store go to help local veterans. And again, our website is
www.vocrock.org. Christian, thanks so much for coming on.
Sir,
great
pleasure.
Great content. You know, folks, support Veterans Outreach Center. You know, most cities don't have this.
I know.
And like I said, you know, we're so blessed to have this here. You would be seeing a lot more men under the bridge if it wasn't for VOC in our market. And they make sure you take a part of these events. Go to the gala that's coming up and take a part in Flag Day. And these are the men that laid it all down for us. Amen?
And the ladies, too.
And that's going to lead me to my second Bible quote of the week. And Memorial Day is about those that sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice, laying down life for their friends. And that's John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And that's what Memorial Day is all about, folks. The men who went and fought and made the ultimate sacrifice for us in our country, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And we must fight now more than ever to keep that freedom. And that's brought to you by Rochester Youth for Christ. We're growing at YFC Rochester. With your support, we'll add Saturday mornings back to basketball, but we need your help. $25 a month or $300 one-time gift sponsors a kid for a year at yfcrochester.org/donate, and we'll be right back. Youth for Christ Rochester is growing. With the help from the John R. Wegman Foundation, we're adding Saturday mornings back to basketball, while the Saunders Foundation brings back skills and drills for the spring and summer. Our middle school girls program will be starting in a second school this fall. Watch for a new name change for that program, but we need your help. Make a one-time gift of $300 or a monthly gift of $25 to sponsor a kid for a year. Go to yfcrochester.org/donate.
The world is chaotic. Are you feeling overwhelmed? Hi, I'm Regina Howland, a licensed mental health counselor that understands all counseling starts with relationship, and I'm here to help you get unstuck. Let's work together to uncover your authentic self, improve your relationships, and strengthen your faith. If you're ready for a life change, schedule a free consultation or learn more at BeyondSessionsCounselingServices.com. That's BeyondSessionsCounselingServices.com.
Greg Sadwick is a political outsider and business owner working and living in the same real world that you do. Greg wants to help control excessive spending in Washington and fix our broken border. He's a Republican congressional candidate who believes we accomplish more working together than watching current government leaders fight against each other. Not left, not right, forward. Return sanity, financial common sense, and leadership to Congress. Vote for Greg Sadwick.
I'm Greg Sadwick, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sadwick for Congress.
I've been a mechanic for years. Before there was a computer in every car, and before you needed to make sure your customers could find you online. It's not an easy thing, tending to your core business while worrying about your internet presence or a dozen other things you're not so sure about. But you do what you can do. I got a great mechanic, Ferg, but he's not building me a website. And then I got lucky. Somebody told me about YPC Media. And I finally found everything I needed. The team at YPC Media understood my strengths, anticipated my needs, and they were there for me at every turn. YPC Media lets me do what I do best, keeping your car in tip-top shape while they keep up my online presence. Now I can focus on the car engines, and they can focus on the search engines.
Do you believe the power that created the body can heal the body? Are headaches a result of not enough aspirin? We must wake up to the fact that our current healthcare system is not keeping us healthy. Dr. Odell, a local chiropractor, is ready to help you join the thousands of others he's helped find the cause so you can live the life you are called to. Go to OdellFamilyChiro.com or call 585-671-9210 for a $37 evaluation. It's time to take control of your health and life.
Good News Talk on the WYSL stations.
And we're back. This is Mike Hennessy with Good News Talk, and we just had a great, intriguing conversation with Christian Garzon from the Veterans, the Director of Communications from the Veterans Outreach Center. And I just can't emphasize how great a gem that organization is to us. This is not a facility that most cities have, and we really need to support everything it's doing, whether it's a gala or Flag Day or sending them a check or donating to their clothing program and things like that. So get in touch with them, stay in touch with them, and let's make sure we never lose them. That's really about all the time I got today. I'm going to go right to our third Bible quote of the week, and it's Ephesians 6 and 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Thank God for the men of our military who are willing to take a stand and lay it all down for our freedoms, liberty, and prosperity. Have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. And that's brought to you by our friend Sam Imberge at Get Organized. He's been helping folks organize their living spaces and custom closets, pantries, and garage storage systems for over 30 years. Go to closetsroster.com. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Thanks, Christian. Godspeed.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Keep doing the great work. And we got to thank our sponsors. We want to thank you, YPC and Stephen James Media, Beyond Sessions Counseling Services, Odell Family Chiropractic, Get Organized Closets and Storage, and, of course, your own Rochester Youth for Christ. See you next week. And, as always, get out there and give them heaven, folks.
He was born to be known as everybody's brother. He is the Father's Son, and Mary is his mother.
He is SQ minus language and a compound country kind of guy. Yes, he is. Ain't no way to get around it. You just can't be Jesus Christ. Drank until my back was to the floor, and I take it to the limit, and I try to get some more. Yeah, when it came to gambling, yeah, Lord, God knows I'd roll in dice. Yes, I would. Ain't no reason to deny it. I have been saved by Jesus Christ.
Starts in the middle and he does not have an end. And when my soul was held for ransom, well, he is the one that paid the price. Diego, there ain't no two ways about it. I owe it all to Jesus Christ. You know I can do that, baby. All right, praise the Lord, harmony. Everybody's brother. He is the Father's son, and Mary is his mother.
He is, excuse my slang, well, a compound country kind of guy.